Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is really going to be a fun hour, especially for those of you who maybe are in the dating game and you're wondering, oh, am I ever going to get past this? Is this ever going to end? How can I find Mr. Right or Ms. Right? Well, my guest today, Amy Schoen, is going to be giving us some wonderful tips and information that I know that you'll find useful and informative. And without further ado, let's find how we can get it right this time, how to find and keep that romantic relationship that we want so very, very much. Amy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Donna.
Well, this is a subject that I think is age old. I don't know of any generation that hasn't pined and whined about, gee, there's not enough men to go around, not enough good men. And then there are those that pine and whine, oh, you can't find a decent woman anymore. It was better in the good old days. I mean, I hear this from all generations, whether they're 85 or, you know, 15. It's just, it's fascinating. It really is. You got involved with this because you are really involved in helping people with dating and finding good relationships. But you found that you really wanted to get specific about getting the right partner, so we're going to be talking about that, and you've done some other books. With what you are doing, why did you feel that you had to, at this time, Amy, write another book about relationships? Good Lord, we've got so many out there on the shelves. I think sometimes people will look at one and go, is this really for me? Tell us how this is so important.
I think I really wanted, I'm a very practical person to the point. And I was divorced, and I was in dating in my mid-30s, had to get back out there, had to relearn how to date. I hadn't dated since my early 20s. And so I wanted to help others. And I found a way through my own experience and through my coaching education that could really help people get more clarity around what really they're looking for and how to go about finding it and to not waste time with the wrong people. And that's the biggest complaint a lot of people give me, is they say that they're in relationships that were not serving them and they stayed in them too long. So My clients actually tell me that they become more efficient in the whole process and they weed out the wrong people a lot quicker and they can hone in on the right people more easily.
Well, now, let's address something. It used to be the personal columns, and they still exist in certain ways, but today you have all of these different groups that say, through the Internet, we're going to find the right person.
The Internet is really one of the most, you meet people you normally wouldn't meet, and, you know, you can meet someone who lives down the street from you, but you wouldn't meet them because for some reason you just don't have the same kind of schedules. And so the Internet is such a wonderful opportunity, and a lot of my clients have been very successful meeting people on the Internet.
Now, with these organizations that do this, they have, what, a psychological questionnaire? What is the process usually people go through? Because to be perfectly frank, lots of times people honestly don't know what they want in a relationship unless they've been around, as the old saying goes, been around the block a few times.
And that's true. A lot of people, they think they know what they want, and actually when I work with them and we clarify their values and we talk about what their non-negotiables are and we also talk about their life goals, they really gain a better sense of themselves so they can go out there and look with better, be better at looking at for a partner. But the Internet is something you have to, there's a whole strategy about it, and there are different kinds of sites. There's the sites that, like, attract everybody in the world, and then you have to be better at weeding through and pulling through and looking for somebody who's going to match you and what your needs are. Or you go to a site where they do a personality profile, and then they give you matches, and then from there you choose. So it narrows the field a little. And some people like that approach. And sometimes you have to go back and forth and email each other a couple of times, and there's a more of a structure to it. Some people get really frustrated by that, and other people really like the safety of that process. So it really depends on you and what you need to be, you know, if you want a little more flexibility or if you like a more controlled environment. You know, there are different sites out there, and I really don't want to promote one site over the other, but I do have a list of sites in my book, Get It Right This Time.
Well, and that is one of the aspects of your book that I think is very valuable because of the references that you have and the contact information that is available for people. Now, there is a big shift in the world today where there is not as much one-on-one communication. Before I went on the air, I was having a discussion with someone relating to people and interaction. And we live in a very interesting time. We don't have a lot of exposure to people. We are experiencing so much of life through computers, through different things. And it's one thing to get a personal profile of someone on a piece of paper. It's another thing to get to know whether or not this person, it may look great on paper, but it may not be actual in real life. What are some of the tips that you would give? Let's take both sides. Let's start with the gals first. Someone, maybe through the internet or whatever, has met somebody and they say, well, we want to meet. First of all, what are the safety things you need to be aware of? And secondly, they shouldn't rush into anything really fast. You need time to evaluate stuff. What are some of the tips you give?
Well, first of all, I always say that one of the big things that people do, the big mistakes I find, is that they go from the email exchange to the meeting the person. And I think the step that's missed is getting on the phone and having a voice-to-voice conversation. You can tell a lot about somebody by their voice. You can also tell whether or not you've got rapport, and you can keep a conversation going. I mean, if you've ever found yourself in a place where you've met somebody and you're like, pulling teeth to have a conversation, then you didn't do your work up front to tell whether or not this was going to be a comfortable situation. There may not be sparks, might not be the love of your life, but it could be an interesting person that you meet and you might develop a friendship instead. So there
now,
is a possibility.
Like
hmm?
Yeah. I said I like your statement about there's a possibility of developing a friendship with someone. I think in today's world, I really like that statement because for too many years, I have heard statements from people saying, oh, a man and a woman cannot have a platonic relationship. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Wrong. I think we're missing the boat. Lots of times we can have good friendships with people. You don't have to have sex involved. It's not necessary. And
no, it complicates things, yeah.
Yeah, no, but a friendship is a good friendship, and men and women need to know that they can have this. So that's a good point. I like that.
Good. Well, I also think, you know, it's interesting. My mother, we lost my father, and my mother went out and dating, and here I am advising my mother, who is in her 70s, how to date.
Oh, I love
And
it.
I really recommended that she find, you know, some male friends to hang out with. They don't have to be the love of her life, but I think it's good practice to be around the male energy if you're dating. And I had men friends, and I think it helped me in terms of dating and feel comfortable with men. And have men friends and things like that. And I would go out with them to events, and they would invite me to things, and I met people through them and things like that. So, you know, I know the younger people are probably a lot more fluid in that of having male friends and female friends and things like that. So, and it doesn't have to be, you know, and you hear the term friends with benefits. I know that the you know, the under 30 crowd can be very liberal in their view of friends. So,
well,
be as that as may.
Yeah, I know that's true to a point. But I have had conversations with young people, and I find that many times, the girls especially, and we'll talk about the guys in just a minute, but the girls especially, young girls, want to have that one person. And that's where it's as if there is a myth that is perpetuated where they're afraid to have the friends. And depending on what their family background is, et cetera, it's just amazing that there are these myths regarding relationships between men and women that I think are long due for a change. But it has to come from people like you that are communicating about this stuff and that it's possible. Let's talk about the guys now. The guys are on the Internet. I've known men that have done the Internet scene and they go, oh, my goodness, I just can't believe it. What's the difference between the guys and the gals when they're working? What do they need to be attentive to?
Well, I don't think there's much difference. When somebody is motivated or serious about a serious relationship, there's not much of a difference. The men love the Internet. They love it because it's efficient. They love it because, you know, they don't have to risk rejection in the same way they would if they have to approach a woman in a signals event or something like that. So definitely my more shy clients, I highly recommend the Internet because they're communicating on a one-to-one basis, and they get past the point that maybe this woman wouldn't even give them the time of day in another situation. So the Internet is wonderful for that. And so my male clients do really well. Actually, most of my male clients have met their mates through the Internet.
Now,
and they're persistent, and it really gets down to just really going and trying to, you know, find somebody who's willing to converse with you and willing to meet you. I mean, the big thing with the Internet, they say, is, you know, to have someone to respond to you is a big thing, you know, because it's a low response rate. And then once you get the emails going and a communication going, to get to the point where you actually meet somebody, that's definitely a lower percentage. So to find somebody who's willing to do that, it is kind of a numbers game in a sense. I say it's numbers with quality. You want to make sure somebody is a quality person, the kind of person you want to meet. But it's also you have to kind of go out and contact a lot of people before you might meet that person.
Well, that's nothing new. That is as old as time itself. Because if you don't have much of a selection, you're going to be like the gals coming out west on the wagon train. It's like whoever meets you when you arrive, if you're the mail order bride that was so popular at one point in time, then you didn't have much of a choice except I'm either going to take this dude or not, because that's just how limited it seemed to be. But there are six signs that you talk. Let's say somebody's met someone and maybe they've met a couple of people on the Internet and they're going to be going out with them and they're being discriminating and they're just trying to check things out. In your view, what are some of the signs they need to look for, to pay attention to, so that they're aware that they found the right person? I mean, it's one to have the chemical hots for somebody, but that doesn't mean that that's the person you're going to want to be married to. I mean, there's a big difference between sex and love. It's nice when you can get them together. But you've got to be able to think clearly if you're going to be making a commitment with someone, because otherwise you may be walking into court one day and getting a divorce. So,
exactly. If you go just by...
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why my company name is Heart Mind Connection, because you need the heart and the mind together. So, the six signs, which is in the Get It Right This Time book, is there's a feeling of home, that people feel comfortable with this person like they've known them for years. That they've kind of known them maybe in a past life or something like that. There's a discomfort level. The second one, there's a flow. That the conversation, the time passes, you turn around like, wow, how did it get to be this time? And so it's easy to converse. You have a lot of topics you can talk about. It's, like I said, it's not like you're pulling teeth for the conversation. You're able to laugh and have fun with one another and enjoy each other's company. You know, it's just like you may not have exactly the same sense of humor, but you get each other's sense of humor, and you can even be silly together. I mean, one of the examples I have in my book is my husband and I were on one of the first dates, and we're sitting at a diner, and you know, he blew a straw at me, and I blew a straw, you know, the paper on the straw out at him, and we were giggling and laughing, and you know, so you can kind of be, you know, yourself with this person. You're each other's best friend. And so there's a sense of trust and loyalty, and you really get a feeling that, you know, you could tell somebody something and they would keep it confident and in confidence, and so you can trust this person and that you really could depend on them as a friend. That you're passionately fond of each other, and I say passionately fond because, like you said, the real fire sometimes, you know, is initial and then, you know, what's left over. So you really care for this person, that you are attracted to this person, and that you really have some feelings for this person. And the last one is that we act as a we instead of a me. And that is making decisions as a couple and thinking of what you're doing together. So, like, if you're making vacation plans, you hear from the guy saying, you know, it would be nice if we would go such and such place, to go to the Bahamas. And it's not like, I'm going to go off to the Bahamas, see you later. You know, that you're starting to make decisions together as a couple. So those are my six signs.
When people are dating, one of the biggest challenges, I think, with anyone is carrying old baggage from old relationships and making comparisons and not having healed from the past. When you're working with people, what do you suggest that they really be attentive to when they are really wanting to have a relationship? Some people just want to have a companion, just want a friend, and that can be handled in one way. Other people really want a committed relationship, but if you're carrying baggage from the past, it really can create a lot of clutter. What do you recommend to people when you discover that this is the case with them?
I remember a situation where a young woman was recommended to me as a coach, and it was from another coach, a business coach, actually. And we sat down together, and she was still hurt and still attached to her old boyfriend and wasn't at the stage where she was ready to go out there and really put her heart and soul into meeting somebody new, which is where I really kind of excel. And so I did recommend that she see a therapist, you know, a counselor, mm-hmm. somebody who could help her with the healing process, because that's, as a coach, that's not what I do. I work with somebody more, you know, I call myself a personal trainer for somebody's life. You know, I help them get to where they want to go. We set goals. We talk about what's getting in the way. We you know, push through those kind of things there. And there are coaching ways to deal with the negative voices. But when somebody's in a hurt place, that's a therapy issue. And we are trained to recognize that and refer this person. And so I didn't take this woman on as a client.
All right, so this is dating. Is there a difference between age groups? You have your people in your 20s, you have your people in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I have a very dear friend that got married in her middle 80s, and she's just so ecstatic. She never knew she could be so happily married, and she had been married like for 40 years to her previous husband before he passed away. A good relationship can happen at any time in life, and it always makes me sad when people think, well, there isn't anybody around. Trust me, we've got over 6 billion people on this planet. There's definitely a few people out there. What would you say about the different age groups? What are the differences that you notice in these age groups, if any?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was just actually asked that question by a reporter recently. And I actually treat every client the same way and go through the same process with every client because I really work through of getting clear about their values, what's important to them, and what their goals are, and what are the things they need to be happy in a relationship. So that process doesn't change. And the process of getting out there, you know, I use a multi-prong approach. There's the online approach, and there's the offline approach where you're going to activities or things that you enjoy, that you may have a value around community service. So maybe you'll join a singles group who does community service. So I definitely believe in getting out there as well. And especially some people are much more extroverted and social and like that way of meeting people. So I take their personality into account as well. The age issue, unfortunately, once somebody, I mean, I hear too many people giving up. And I think, you know, again, I think dating takes persistence. and resolve. And the people I know, I just ran into this nice woman, and she met her boyfriend on Match.com. Okay, I just said one, okay. And she said, I looked at it, and she was in her 50s, and she said, I looked at it like a job. And I was just persistent, and I just kept, you know, emailing people and going out with people, and I finally met this guy. Oh, by the way, he's younger, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she was happy, and so here's somebody who really, I hate to say, worked the system. I have another girlfriend who's married, and I was in the 40s group, basically. And mm-hmm. she was very, you know, she just kept going online, meeting people, and finally she met her husband. It does take persistence, and it's, you know, if you want it, like anything in life, I believe, if you want it bad enough, you need to focus on it and figure out a way that's going to make it work for you. I've succeeded in life because of really taking that approach in any area of your life, whether it's finding mm-hmm. a job or losing weight or whatever, you know, your goals are in life. It does take focus. And the other problem I find in any group, age group, is especially a little older, they may have children and they're working, is that I don't have time. And if you don't put the time and attention to it, you're not going to find, you're not going to have as much success.
Focus, time, attention, knowing your values, being aware that it's okay to ask questions. Also, you can be discriminating. Now, I have had people say that they think that standards that they have are too high. Let's talk about expectations a little bit. When people really know what they want, I don't think they have to necessarily compromise a great deal. If you're talking about values like integrity and thoughtfulness and caring and the love of family, these are qualities that just some of the qualities someone may want to have in another partner. But there are some people that sometimes their expectations are really, really high. How do you work with people and their expectations?
Well, I just want to clarify that standards and expectations are really two different things. And it's important to have your, what you call standard. I mean, your values. If you don't pay attention to your values, it's going to blow up in your face and you're not going to be happy in that relationship because you can't live in a place where your values are not being honored and not being lived too long. You know, that's a really hard place for most people to be, and they don't stay mm-hmm. there that long. So, you know, you have to pay attention to certain things. Be that as it may, you know, then, you know, you have different expectations. Now, does the person have to earn a certain salary, or do they have to have a certain education? Well, that's up to the person, and we talk about what I call must-haves or non-negotiables. And you know, that's okay if that person wants to be that way, but they also have to know that's limiting them. There are so many wonderful people who may not have that PhD, but could give love and be there for them and offer them so much more. So what I do when I work with my clients is I try to open them up to bigger possibilities because we all come in with our little blinders and to say, you know, maybe you should look at a different age range. Maybe you should go outside of, you know, your local area. Maybe you should consider shorter men. You know, so it's my job to kind of help them to expand upon and look past what they're limiting themselves to. So it is a balancing act. I mean, I did have a client, a male client, that he looked at, and this is an example of the Internet and the problems of the Internet. He looked at a picture of this woman on the Internet and said, maybe I should meet her. And I said, go meet her. It looks like, you know what, I don't think this is a great picture of this woman. And you go and you meet her and you see her in person. I bet she's much prettier in person. And he did. He met her. You know, they hit it off. And she was much better. It was an awful picture. And they're married now.
I'll share something with you that a person that had eventually met their mate on the Internet. It was a man, and he sent one of the worst pictures if he felt that it had ever been taken of him. And he did that on purpose because it was like a test. And the young woman that he met, they're both in their 30s, in their middle 30s, and they were in different parts of the country, and she ended up moving to where he was because she wanted to do that. Not because she had to, but because she wanted to. And they did meet each other a few times, but there was that finding out about the family. They met each other's family. They talked about a number of things. And he was quite surprised because he thought that it just wasn't going to happen for him. But he was so busy working all the time, and he's a computer nerd in his own way, and so the computer made it very, very easy for him to be able to go through things. But he did get discouraged, but his mother kept saying, well, what do you think? You've got to... Even if you didn't have the internet at this time, you'd still be in a personal column somewhere, and you would still have to go out and meet somebody. Why do you think people are so reticent about meeting one-on-one? Is this fantasy land that they have gotten into where they just think people are going to materialize out of nowhere, like a Cinderella syndrome of some kind?
So when you say meet one-on-one, clarify what that means. Just meeting face-to-face?
Meeting face-to-face.
Yeah. So what I find out through the Internet, what happens is people have a pen pal relationship, and they don't want the fantasy of this relationship to end. So I notice, especially with some of my clients, that when the guy said, let's meet, the women disappear. And mm-hmm. You wonder why that happens, and the only way I could think of is that this person really didn't want to, you know, the fantasy, like you said. If they meet and it doesn't work, then that relationship is ending, and it ends. So
Right. Different
people are on for different reasons, and different people have different triggers and issues. But there are people who are really willing to and wanting to meet people. So you got to work and find those people.
And I think, again, be unafraid of meeting people, because let's come full circle to what you said right at the beginning of our conversation, and that is you may have a friend that you will find will just be a wonderful person to know. So, guys, just because the gal may not turn out to be the person that you want to marry, don't put them down. And gals, it's the same thing with you when you're meeting the guys. You just don't know. Good people.
And you may be able to introduce him to somebody else who would be perfect for him. And vice versa. So, you know, you're expanding your network, which I'm a big believer of. And then, you know, one of my clients, she, you know, one of the things we noticed was she wasn't spending enough time trying to meet people, and I said, well, what, you know, so she ended up having a party at her home, and she had everybody invite somebody from the opposite sex. And
mm-hmm.
she invited some guy that she was kind of interested, or had somebody invite this guy that she was interested in. And actually they met, and they're dating. They've been dating for, you know, a couple of years now. But, mm-hmm. you know, so you have to be creative. You know, you
yes.
have to think about, use your network, and use your friends.
Absolutely. This is an age-old situation. It will never change, but the tools for meeting people have expanded substantially via the Internet. Go to Amy's website. You'll be able to find it on getitrightthistime.com. Getitrightthistime.com. Amy, it's been a delight having you as a guest. Your book is a lot of fun to go through. And for those of you that are looking for some additional suggestions that may enable you to meet that special person, go again to her website, Get It Right This Time. Amy, thank you for being my guest.
Thank
today.
You so much, Donna, for having me. It was a pleasure.
It's delightful. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to come back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTed Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Okay, all right. I was just notified that we had a little bit of a glitch with the streaming there. So if you didn't hear me give out the phone numbers to call in to, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-9916. Now, I know we've got a caller. We're going to show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my initial is P, and I'm calling from Connecticut. And my
from Connecticut.
Yes, my question is, I've been having a disagreement with a close friend, and we haven't spoken in a few months, and I'm wondering if you see it getting resolved.
Yes, I do think it's going to be resolved, but I think both of you are going to need to be honest with each other about why this evolved the way that it did. To me, it is not something that should be that big a deal. Can you tell me what happened?
It was just a miscommunication.
All right. Well, that's not telling me anything. If it's a miscommunication, if it was maybe you were had a severe headache, you weren't feeling good, and she made a comment, and then you just said something without thinking. When things like this happen, as adults, if you have had a real good relationship, usually an apology is all that it will take to smooth things over. Because we all have stresses in life. What happened with this situation?
Well,
I've
tried to fix it since September, and every time I get started, and then I don't know why it just stops.
Okay, hon, something is going on in the background, something subliminally, and you may not want to discuss it on the air, and that's fine. But I would say that if your friend, if this happened almost a year ago,
In December.
Okay. We're having a little bit of a sound effect, so that's why I'm asking for the clarity. This happened in December. Here you are, almost 6 months passed, and if she's still agitated, what you need to make okay is that she can be agitated if she wants to be. If you have been clear, whatever the situation was, and you say to her, I'm sincerely sorry for what I said, but this is all I know that I can do, and I would just love to be able to have a cup of coffee with you, or maybe we go for an ice cream sundae or whatever. I'm being a little flippant here, but I mean, just do something. And if she doesn't respond to you, then that means there's something else going on with this individual that you're not aware of, and perhaps has been going on for a long time. So your willingness to be open and to reestablish a connection is important. But there's a lot more that's going on with this issue, I think, than, again, you're willing to discuss on the air, and I respect that. But have integrity with yourself. A friendship, just like a marriage, is going to have its good times and its bad times. And you don't know what this friend may be going through on certain levels. And it could be your friend may even be embarrassed about certain things. Who knows? The only thing you can do is give to that friend that open hand of communication, no judgment. If you've already made the apology, you don't need to apologize again and again and again. Let it rest. But periodically, just send a nice card. Or, you know, just do something like, again, sending a nice card and saying, I hope you're having a fabulous day, wishing you the best always. Don't do it every month, but every once in a while, you'll see something maybe that catches your eye, and you may get a response. You may not. And if you don't, it's okay to release it and to let it go.
Okay.
Does that help you at all?
Well, it kind of goes along with what I had already thought. I didn't know if maybe you saw this being resolved, but it doesn't sound like it's kind of up in the air.
Well, it can be resolved. And it really wouldn't take much to resolve it. Whatever the issue is, what I am perceiving is that it doesn't have much substance in the way of being an issue.
Right.
It really doesn't. Not at all. But again, sometimes people are going through experiences that you may have been the best friend, and they're just not able to share it with you.
Right.
They've got to walk through that experience themselves. And it isn't until afterwards that maybe there will be a communication. Sometimes it's time for a friendship to move on. It's time to let something go that no longer has a place in your life, in your environment. But you shouldn't think ill of this person. You should just realize that whatever they're going through, this is something that is their life experience. And just wish that they find or hope that they'll find someone that they will feel comfortable with, that they will be happy to be able to communicate openly with.
Okay.
And thanks for calling. How did you learn about the show?
A friend mentioned it.
Well, I appreciate your calling in. Where are you in Connecticut? What community?
Hartford.
Hartford, Connecticut. Boy, that city has changed just about as much as anybody else's city has changed. I can remember going there at some time, and thinking, my gracious, everything's so tight and close together. But the expansion around Hartford is just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, finally overdue.
Yes, it's just an incredible area. Historically, it's just got so much going on there. It's amazing. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
This is Donna Sebo. If you want to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Here are the toll-free number and also the direct line, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756 and 530-876-9916. That's 530-876-9916. And remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. Next week, we've got a wonderful lineup of people. We're going to have Hannah Kepchner on talking about legal literacy. Most of us will have an experience with an attorney at one time or another in our lives. But sometimes we need to understand what the law is, and it's always in a flux of change. But when you go into an attorney, what kind of questions would you ask? What do you need to know as an individual? And you will find that this interview will be able to give you a lot of information. I know we've got a caller on the line, and what I'm going to do is just share with you a couple of other pieces of information. Sebastian Otto is going to be with us next week. Excuse me, college is now. This is really, really good for those younger people. And then we are going to have Coot Blackson on. He has just the most amazing lyrics that he has put together to a wonderful beat, and we'll be talking with him next week, and also we'll be talking with Teresa Tapp. And then we're going to have an open mic day on the Thursday of next week, so we'll be doing that. More good things to be sharing with you. We'll tell you about that as well. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Nathaniel from California.
Hi, Nathaniel. Where are you calling from in California?
Orange County.
Wow. At one time, they did have oranges there, didn't they?
Yeah, there's still a couple trees left, but there was a lot more at one time.
Nathaniel, we have to take a break. Will you stay on the line with me?
For sure.
Wonderful. When we come back, I'll be glad to give you my impressions. We're going to take a break for just a moment. Nathaniel's on the line waiting, and if you want to call in, 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number to call in to. We'll be right back.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna. We're going right to Nathaniel, who's been waiting very patiently during the break. Nathaniel, I want to say, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is give you my mental impressions, and then you can ask me about whatever you like. Nathaniel, the first thing that is coming into my mind is that there are a number of documents that I'm seeing around you, And you are making evaluations. You are dealing with each item, each issue related to these documents in front of you. You're feeling a bit overwhelmed. You are concerned that you are not going to be handling things in a timely manner. I want you to have more confidence in yourself because I really think you're going to do actually much better than you expect. But I want you to be able to look at whatever these documents are representing, and I want you to prioritize them and be willing to be flexible with your prioritizing because you may find the one you put at number one spot may have to be moved to number three because number two has to be given a priority. And just be willing to be flexible. But if you deal with the issues with your attention span individually, and handle them in that manner with your focus being maintained as it is necessary to maintain it, you're going to be able to handle, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sheets of paper in front of me. Also, I think you are a very talented man. I think that for many years you have put a lid on yourself because you felt that you had to take care of certain responsibilities and that certain areas of interest that you have had were frivolous in your mind, that it wasn't worth putting the time, the money, or the effort into what may be classified as a hobby. That's shifting, and that's changing. And what I would like to see you do is to find those individuals who really, really are skilled in the areas that you want to develop. And if you do that, then you're going to have the right mentoring, and that mentoring then is going to show you how economically this will work. And I know we're all getting bombarded with how bad things are and that everything is just terrible, but I'll tell you what, it's in critical times like this when people like yourself can see the value of what they're going to be able to offer in the way of skills and abilities, and take the time to invest in themselves. If you do that, you're going to not only be able to make a very good living, but it would be a line of work that you would thoroughly enjoy because of the interaction you would have with other people. The pain of the past, you are closing the door on, and you really are becoming a more liberated individual because you are no longer carrying garbage from the past. I'm seeing you dumping it. And it's really this year, these little tendrils of something from the past, it just seems to choke a sense of joy and life out of you. You finally are recognizing them, and you're saying, enough is enough. This doesn't have anything to do with me anymore. I will take the best from the past that I possibly can. Whatever I needed to learn, I've learned, and then the garbage is going. Going in the compost pile of the universe, and I think this is a terrific attitude. You're really moving forward. You're not stuck. You're just taking care of things as they need to be taken care of. So keep your focus. Be willing to be flexible. You're doing good, Nathaniel. You really, really are. What question would you like to ask me today?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if I'll be moving into a new job or, I'm trying to sell the house and then get some new property, but you've talked about career, and I didn't know if that was like either being like a music person or possibly a psychic kind of thing, or it might be something.
Well, what are some of your interests, Nathaniel? Because I'm seeing interests that have meant a lot to you, but you just wouldn't do too much with it because you thought it was frivolous.
Yeah. Well, I studied astrology for some time, and now it's kind of coming. That's making a lot more sense than it ever has, I guess.
Well, let me just repeat what I said earlier. If you will take the time to find those individuals that are considered the top of the profession and look at how you can link up with them, maybe go to their seminars or have conversations with them, maybe read their books if they've written books, but get involved with the environment. And with astrology, for example, the technology today is just amazing with it. I mean, it's just incredible what we're able to do. So I would encourage you to invest some time, effort, and energy into it. And you mentioned something about music. Well, astrology is mathematics, and mathematics and music are partners. So I think you've got a whole venue here. There's a guest I'm going to have next month, Jonathan Goldman, who is phenomenal with music and numbers and sounds. And, you know, it's just wonderful. And we're going to have him as a guest next month. So if you have a chance to tune in, I'd encourage you to do it because I think he has a lot to share. But there, it's people like Jonathan and others that you just need to be aware of and pay attention. I think you're going into a whole new level in your life. It's going to be very enriching.
Exciting. Hey, well, thank you very much, Don.
You're very, very welcome, Nathaniel. Thank you for calling in. Have a wonderful day and tell your friends about the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. I know we are just about out of time. Remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Change is life. There is no absolute sameness for life, period. Watch Mother Nature. She's always in flow. She's always having to deal with change. She doesn't have the opportunity to have everything available to her at all times. She has to adapt. She has to adjust. Same thing with us. Mother Nature is a great teacher. Take time to watch, look, and listen. As the sun's out, like it is here in the Pacific Northwest where you are, go out, walk around, observe. Remember, you're here to express yourself to the highest and best, and that is going to bring you gifts that you would never imagine in a million years. So don't be afraid to be who you are. I think you're pretty special. Donna Sebo, we'll see you here, same time, same place, on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.